是我那个出家之后在台湾的上师
Today,
蒙根本上师剃度出
家 After being ordained at the Taiwan temple It's my first time coming to the Seattle temple attending the Saturday group practice
因为受命来这边做开示
And was requested to give a Dharma teachingNow all I need is courage. Today on the internet, I saw a joke about courage that I would like to share with everyone. There was a high school test that's very important, and the teacher asked, what is courage? And then not very long, someoneGive the result.
然后呢,
and it's empty page and to say, this is courage. So most students write a lot of words about courage. But he didn't write anything. But the following day, the teacher thought,What should he do about this student? So he asked that student to come up and give him two questions. If you can answer these questions, then you pass. So he said, the first question is, do you know how many hair we have on our head? And he just said, you know, billions or whatever. For example, about 200 million, 300,000 something.And then,
啊、这是勇气的笑话
and then 讲了之后呢 if it's accurate, then he doesn't have to answer the second question.
我发现呢
So this is a joke about courage.
人生很多的第一次
So in our lives, there are a lot of first times.
如果印象记得
Ever since we were young,
读幼稚园
the first time we entered the kindergarten, that our parents took us there.
第一次上小学
After graduating from the kindergarten, we entered the elementary school.
好，上高中，上大学等等。
And then high schools.
这是求学的很多的第一次。
And then college.
那么在生活上呢
So those were the first times in our education.
第一次发现
And in our life too.
电费没有缴被停电了，这也可能是第一次啊。
For example, the first time you didn't pay your utility bills and your electricity was cut off.
劈腿了，那么当下呢，
有很多很 beloved girlfriend，
就像我要上来，我心里在坐在下面同学，我心里也
有很
复杂的情绪。
And so there were a lot of emotions that came up。
那么我可以说是我是空的，不知道要讲什么，也可能说呢，可以说是呢。
So here，
我要讲什么
？It could be I'm totally empty. I don't say anything, but on the other hand, I could just say whatever I want. And I pray to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to give me courage so that all of you can understand what I'm talking about so that I don't have a tongue tied. I hope that on this first time giving a Dharma teaching here, that I can maintain my logical thinking and have this courage as our Dharma teaching. So as soon as we shape our head, we have to provide Dharma teachings. And every time we need this fearless courage that when we face a lot of people, we can be at ease.As if you don't see anybody. Actually, I see a lot of people, but I don't dare to look at them. And I have to pretend that I'm not nervous. So, and Bizen Dharma educator told us not to talk over 10 minutes, and I thought, how could that be possible? Perhaps I could only speak for 1 minute. But to follow the rule,
跟我这个勇气呢分享到这边
I use this my first opportunity here talking about encourage and to stop my teaching right here Amitabha
首先呢，我们以非常虔诚的心。
With our great reverence, homage to our lineage guru, the Grand Master Living Buddha Lien Sung, and True Buddha School lineage gurus, and all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, protectors, and divinities enshrined on the altar. Grand Master, Mrs. Lu, all masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers, all fellow disciples,Good evening.
还有网路前的同门，大家好。
And also anyone over the internet, how do you do?
今天是12月8号呢，也是。
Today is December 8th.
这个呢，代表呢，2007年呢，也。
This means that the year 2007 is coming to an end, and 2008 is coming. It's around the corner.
很大的差别。年轻的时候每一个年
this, I feel a great emotion about this that when I was young when we were young we had a lot of hopes for the coming years and we had a lot of resolutions what we wanted to do but now instead of looking forward we look backward this year what have we done what is it that we have to change that perhaps, you know, our courage is getting less as we grow older. So, here at the end of this year, I would like to share my thinking about spiritual cultivation. Because today, taking the opportunity that Grand Master and Mrs. Lu are present here, that After my speech, that Grand Master would comment and on my speech. Recently, these few days, if you watch TV or read the newspapers, the hot topic was the Golden Horse Prize. Last year, there was a film that's called... It's called The World of the Sensual World. It was a Taiwanese film. And at that time, I watched the movie in Taiwan. But in my observation, there was something very special. Very extraordinary. Because in Taiwan, there's different types of movies. There are some movies, romance movies that for the younger audiences. And then, but for this movie, there are all kinds of people watching it, old and young, and men and women, and nobody was falling asleep.At the end of the film, when the light came on, everybody was completely satisfied with the movie and fulfilled whatever they needed. And I also got whatever I wanted to see. So I felt the film was okay. It was fine. It was good. So,I would like to talk about this film. The primary actor was called Mr. Xu. And he looked cool on the outside. And he had to do a lot of things that not anybody can do. And the opposition used all kinds of ladies to seduce him. And he noticed that. But this time, someone unprofessional actually got him down. So to let his heart moved. So this is this man that, if I'm right, and he is only maintaining, keeping the precept on the superficial level. And now we're talking about the female leading actor. That this is just a world of competition. She didn't have hatred in her heart because whatever in whatever she does, but at the end she had, her heart was also moved and she let the leading actor escape. So the scheme didn't follow.
就是说, 很大的让我感触, 我们修行人要有,
so let me feel that as spiritual cultivators to have accomplishments, we have to gradually take away the hatreds in our heart.
我的感觉,
so from this film,
对这个片子的年代, 哈,
If you don't understand the background of this movie, it's very difficult to understand the film. It's like in China, we have Zen Buddhism and also Zen. And in Japan, we can still study Zen Buddhism because the cultural backgrounds are similar. But if we take Zen to America and using English and American background,
解说这个禅呢,
to explain Zen, there must be some difficulties.
这个世界呢, 我觉得,
so in this movie, when 100 people watching this film, there would be 100 different perceptions or understanding. So this lead me to think about these precepts. Going back to Taiwan, a lot of friends said, it's so good for you to live in the States, in the United States. Why? Because Americans have love in their hearts and also following rules and quite generous. Like, for example, like on the roads, if you have some accidents, a lot of people would stop and would try to help. Following the rules, like whether you are watching movies to the restaurants or going in line at the supermarket, nobody would try. They would follow the line. Or if you drive, it's very obvious that at the crossroads, when the red light, when the traffic lights was broken, everybody would stop and then from right to left and they take turns one by one. Taiwan, I thought, why could we do it in America but not in Taiwan? Because the laws in America is like the precepts and everybody follow them. Like in everyday life, when we buy things, when we go shopping, if there are people in line and then you cut in line, then people would tell you there are people behind, there are people waiting in line, so you have to follow. So the rules were strictly implemented, then everybody apply it to their everyday lives, then it becomes a habit. In Taiwan, we also have these rules, but my personal opinion is that if you just keeping the precepts just because, just For the sake of keeping the precepts, then, for example, when in Taiwan, they set the law that everybody has to wear helmet when they drive the motorcycles. Everybody complained it's too hot. And then the ladies complained that their hair would messed up. And then at the end, when they don't wear the helmets, then they will fine $500. And because of this, everybody wear the helmets. But if I observe it carefully, there's a big difference. Why do they ask you to wear the helmets? Because if you have an accident, then it would protect your head. But in Taiwan, it's very cute. They just want to avoid the fine, so they put the helmets, but they don't tie the tie underneath. So they follow the rules because they're wearing the helmets, but if they have an accident, the helmets would fly away and they would still hit their heads. So they just leave the precepts outside and they don't try to understand the meaning of the precepts. So the leading actor of this movie is the same day because he doesn't really get into it. So at the Thubuddha school, there's a big difference. Grandmaster taught us that it seemed that our precepts are very loose on the external level, but internally we are very strict. Although we don't care whether we eat vegetarians or not, but what we need to do is whatever we eat, we have to do what the spiritual cultivator has to do first. Because of your mantra, then your heart would shine a white light on it. And we recited the Manjushri deliverance mantra to deliver it. And then our heart, we also make a great offering so that our heart is becoming bigger, larger. So that's the difference. That externally, it seems that we don't have such strict precepts. That how could the ordained people eat meat? But we know that all sentient beings have souls. And then we use our ordination or our own merit to deliver them. So this is what I feel to be the big difference between our school and others. So remember, Grandmaster at the Rainbow Vela, one time during his teaching, only a few statements, but it leave a strong impression. Grandmaster only said, as spiritual cultivators, don't love too much and don't hate. Of course, as spiritual cultivators, we don't have hate. Only the short statements. But our understandings, each of our understandings are different. So when we love a certain thing or something too much, then you become possessive. Like if you love something too much, then your love is very narrow and not very broad. As a tantric cultivator, we can transform. We have a benefit that we are able to transform. If you see a couple that's handsome and beautiful, then you would say, wow, so handsome and beautiful. But they would close their eyes and not look at them, but we would look at them. And because we transform our hearts, so If their age are the same as our children's age, then think of them as your children. Then if you think of them as your children, then you only love them and not trying to control over them. Or any age, like your older sisters or whatever. It's the same. So, in Tantrayana, the good thing is that we can transform. In this world, there's some people that want to oppose us for the sake of opposing, because they are narrow-minded. Like if you love to eat something, then they would not look at other things. For example, if you like to eat rice, you would not look at bread or other things. Then you live in a very narrow world. So if you love too much, then you cling to it too tight, then what you see is 180 degrees. Excuse me, I choke. So if you can change your love to become great love, if you distance yourself, then you can see the view 360 degrees. Then you will not cling to it. And because you don't cling to it, then you have that stability or meditative power. There's a story on the internet that I saw that I would like to share with all of you.
这个小明呢,
someone called 小明,
去学校, 哦, 谢谢,
went to school.
去学校的时候呢, 他就告诉,
and at school,
惨了惨了,
he told
我昨天晚上,
小妈,
偷打204,
oh no,
说204,
I called 2040 in Taiwan. It's a,
该怎么办?
It's a pornographic line.
那他们就想, 只有等电话单来了啦。
So, and you have to pay a lot of money, so we just have to watch for the bill. And after some time, and then the friend asked him again, so did the telephone bill came? Did your father find out
and
hit you? The phone bill came. My dad didn't hit me, but my mom hit my dad so bad until he was hospitalized. This was a joke, but from this joke, we know that if you love too much, then your judgment was wrong. When his mother saw the telephone bill, she thought that this must be done by the father and not the kid. So she hit the father. So, as a spiritual cultivator and you have a quiescent mind and stable mind, then you can see everything more clearly.
再说呢, 我们这个会, 这会的时候的, 是很难说的, 因为境界的不同, 那比喻来讲的时候,
because of different realm, wisdoms mean different things. About a couple of months ago, there was a chance. I went to China, to Liaoning province, to attend a meeting there. It was organized by a museum, and I stayed at the hotel, Hilton Hotel. It wasn't a President Street, but it was close to it. And the bathroom, or the restroom, was very big. The bathroom was very big. And then all the things inside was very beautiful. And on the second day, and I thought, oh, we can have a party here. And then on the second day, we left Liaoning, Shenyang. And we visited Zhangwu, which is 150 kilometers from Liaoning. And that was in the suburb. And then they have to look for the bathrooms or the restrooms.
And then
there was all nature.
那个县长呢就很得意地说走走走到我们那。
And then the county executioner said, oh, let's go to my place. And because the bathroom was natural, so we went to the modern bathroom. Well, it's not that good.
我们假如说对那县长说我昨天呢在卫生间呢
And then if I told that that county executive
怎么可能呢
that the bathroom that I had yesterday was so beautiful that we could eat inside. How could that be possible? And then I talk about it when I returned to Taiwan.
被受邀到文莱去。
And that friend was invited to Brunei at some point.
房间有两千个房间。
And the bedrooms at the Sultan's Palace were 2,000 rooms, and they had to go through 8 doors just to go to the dining room. And then, so the bathroom of the Sultans were made of gold. So if you didn't arrive at that realm, then it's very difficult for you to think or to imagine what it's like. So from the toilet, that was very natural, which means actually, you know, no bathroom at all. Go to the modern bathroom and go to the bathroom that's made of gold. That let me have a very strong impression, deep impression. Why? Because today, there are so many disciples with great hardships to receive the initial empowerments close to the second level empowerment. We have to be thankful for it because there was a disciple that felt that he has reached a very high attainment, that he has finished reading all the sutras, but he forgot one thing. In the sutra, it was written that when you study Buddhism for 1 year, the Buddha is in front of your eyes. But if you study Buddhism for 10 years, the Buddha is as far as on the heaven's edge. So perhaps he is a little bit higher, but he has not reached other realms. But we have to thank him because he can warn us that he could get empowerments from the topmost empowerment of the first level empowerment. And Master Lian Ning said that everybody is treasuring the Dharma and they take time from their work for 2 years wanting to focus on their cultivation and some are very diligent in their cultivation as we wish them all well.
放在心里很久的话
And I also like to say something that's been in my heart for a long time. When Grandmaster was in seclusion, and when I heard that Grandmaster and Mrs. Lu are out of the retreat, I felt very moved. That kind of feeling was a little bit like an elementary student when we had a summer vacation. And then it's about, and the school is about to begin, and the feeling of meeting the teacher again. But I haven't finished my homework, and I don't have any progress. So that feeling, I don't know how to say it. So after 3 and 4 weeks later, I saw Grandmaster and Mrs. Lu. I paid homage. I didn't say a word. I just... My tears fell because I felt that the past 6 years I practiced once a day but I wasn't diligent enough. So here we'd like to share that we want to be diligent in our practice. So when we're still deluded, we need the teacher to help us. But if you're enlightened, then you can help yourself. When Grandmaster came out of the retreat, Grandmaster wanted to pass or to transmit the Dharmas as soon as possible to us. And Grand Master want us to pray for dharmas from him. But nobody understood. And Grand Master told us that about how to raise the fire by rubbing the woods. So we need to understand that gaining the Dharma is not by following him around. Because Grand Master has thrown us the wood block and the wood stick, and it would just rely on ourselves to rotate the wood stick on the wood block to set a fire. So every day, we wish Grand Master would transmit Dharma to us. But Grand Master kept looking for the students where he can transmit the Dharma to. So I'm sharing how I feel with everybody. So we honor the Guru, respect the Dharma, treasure the Dharma. But practicing it, we have to listen to Grand Master. We have the wood block and the wood stick. And then when you have the pith instruction, and then when Grand Master just point to it, then you have gained it. That's what I would like to share, what I have in my heart. Thank you, everybody. Now with great reverence, we join our palms together, and on behalf of everybody, I pray to Grand Master to bestow upon us Dharma teaching. This evening, we listen to Reverend Lian Jin talk about courage. This let me think about this evening is very cold outside. We gather here at the Seattle Lezang Temple, the Great Hall of the Seattle Lezang Temple, talking about Buddha Dharma. This is affinity
or
karmic connection. If you don't have this karma, then it would be impossible for you to be seated here at the Great Hall of the Seattle Lezang Temple. Think about it. How many people are in Seattle?
很多人,
many, many people.
有很多很多的人.
Seattle, the inhabitants of Seattle are many.
不一定有这个机缘,
but
坐在,
they don't have the
这个大雄宝殿里.
The opportunity or the affinity to be seated here.
要归佛,
actually,
归法,
to take 归正, refuge in the Buddha, in the Dharma, and the Sangha,
归金刚上师,
and the Vajra Master, you also need courage plus the karmic affinity.
我们坐在这里,
so to be seated here, we have great merit. A lot of people did not know, do not know what we do inside here.
也很多人都不知道,
many people do not know
他们在谈什么佛法,
what Buddha Dharma we are discussing.
要进到这里面来,
to come in here, you need courage.
要归依,
to take refuge, we also need courage.
啊, 要归师尊也需要勇气,
to take refuge in Grand Master, you also need courage.
这个, 外面的人根本不知道。
Because the people outside, they really don't know.
为什么要皈依？
Why they have to take refuge?
也不知道。
They also don't know.
到底能够将来会成就什么？
What attainments they would have in the future?
所以这个都是需要勇气的。
So all this required courage.
我觉得勇气呀、啊，要跟这个缘分呢、啊，要。
So courage.
啊，两个要。
Combine with the affinity.
因为有了这个缘分
，so
你才有勇气。
Only by having the affinity, then you have to apply courage to take refuge to a guru.
你看西雅图有那么多人。
Look, Seattle has so many people.
这个认识佛法的并不是很多。
But those who know Buddha Dharma are not many.
像你们，很多从温哥华来。
Like many of you,
这是勇气。
Came from Vancouver. This is also courage.
开三个小时的车子。
They drive 3 hours.
又开三个小时的车子回去。
Coming and 3 hours.
没有那个缘的。
Going back.
你不会到这里来。
If you don't have the affinity, you will not come here.
你没有那种勇气的。
And if you don't have the courage,
在下雪天
on a snowy day,
你也不会到这里来。
You will not come here.
这个都是需要勇气的。
All of this requires courage.
换我来讲啊。
If it's me, if it were me,If there is a guru giving a Dharma teaching in Vancouver, and every Saturday I have to drive there to listen to the Dharma teaching and then drive back.
I
have to ask myself if I have the courage.
啊，师母，他是不会载我过去听的。
Mrs. Lu will not drive me there. The primary reason was because she cannot drive on the highway. She doesn't drive on the highway. She has some a mental, mental fear about driving on the highway. And as soon as she drives on the highway, she felt as if the car was driving on air. And then all of a sudden, she was awakened, and then she would brake. So she would not drive me there.
那我呢？短程的高速公路，我是。
So driving on the highway for short distance, I can drive.
我也不敢。
But I don't dare to drive on the highway for a long distance. So this is courage.
所以能够从温哥华每星期六来这里参加同修会的。
The fact that you come from Vancouver every Saturday to attend the group practice, that's a true courage.
西雅图有很多人。
Seattle has many people, and they don't even know to come here to attend the group practice.
而你们有勇气跟因缘。
Yet you have the affinity and the courage, so you can be here to attend the group practice.
我记得以前呢、啊。
I remember in the past, there were a lot of prisoners in Singapore. Do you still remember them?
他们在死囚犯临死之前
prior to their death, these prisoners, they took refuge.
然后很认真地持上师心咒。
And they were very diligent in chanting the Root Guru Mantra.And in visualizing,
很认真的解锁印
and informing the mudras,
在短短的半年，
And in a very short period time of 6 months, prior to the executions, they cultivated very diligent, very serious about it. In Singapore, they hang the people for their death sentences and then cremated. And they have a lot of sariras in their bodies. A lot of people were surprised. They were prisoners. And they had a grave karma. And they did a lot of evil things in their lives. Why could it be possible that in such short period of time they could have attainments? There's an answer to this. Let me give an example.
当你啊, 把一颗石头,
when you take a stone
丢到闪咪咪西湖里面,
and throw it into Lake Sammamish,
风的一声,
and,
这个石头就沉沉沉沉,
and the stone would sink onto the bottom of the lake.
这个石头是一个业障,
so the stone represents the karma.
水底的,
then it would sink onto the bottom of the lake.
但是你皈依了真佛,
but when you take refuge in the true Buddha,
上师心咒,
and recite the Rudguru mantra, and form the mudra, and do the visualizations,
临终的时候,
at the time of death, there would be a big a Dharma boat, a ship, appear in front of you. And you're just a stone. And you put the stone onto the ship. Then you would rise to the pure land of the Western Paradise. You would be reborn in the pure land.
这一条船,
so this ship,
你的业障多重, 你的业障像货柜,
doesn't matter how heavy your karma is, if it is as heavy as the cargo, the ship would still carry you to the pure land.
所以这里面有一个问题, 就是说, 你如果,
so there is a problem here. If you don't rely
上师的救度,
on the deliverance of the root guru or of the primary deity, then you're just like the stone. Because you don't have any refuge. Then if you were thrown into the lake, then you would sink to the bottom of the lake. But once you have a refuge, your root guru, your primary deity, will help you, will collect you, and in a flash, like written in the Amitabha Sutra, as long as at the time of death you say that you are taking refuge and you recite the root guru mantra and incant Amitabha,
只要有你能够有七天的时间,
as long as you have 7 days to be totally focused in incanting the Buddha,
上师的加持力,
and with the blessing of the root guru and the meeting of the primary deity, then you would have attainment. It doesn't matter whether your karma was like a stone or like the huge cargo or as heavy as the heaviest thing, that the Dharma ship would still be able to carry you.
So,
taking refuge is also an affinity, but it also requires courage. Some people have the affinity to come here to the Seattle Lidzang Temple, but it's not, they don't necessarily have the courage to take the refuge. You tell them to take refuge, they don't understand. And they don't understand the benefits. So in the future, if there are people coming here, you tell them that this is like a Dharma ship, that all the karma that you created in the past will be carried away. And all the same, you would be able to be reborn in the Pure Land. So taking refuge really needs courage.
出家也一样要有勇气,
it's the same by becoming a monk or nun. You need the courage. Like Reverend Lian Jin, he needs courage and also affinity to be able to become a monk. And then Master Lian Zhu talked about starting from watching the film called The Sensual World, was directed by Ang Lee, the Taiwanese director. I never watched this movie, but I watched the news about it. And in this news, there was a short clips from the movie.
这个我看了, 我就觉得,
and when I watched this, yuck. I felt yuck.
我们小孩子啊, 学英语,
like when we were young, 刚很想看, studying English,
看到那个电视,
when they were still very young,
刚刚开始看电视,
when they started to watch TV and they saw this kind of scenes, they would say yuck, yuck.
学的英文,
the first English word was
yuck.
Yuck. The first English word that I learned was yuck. Because we just learned it from the kids. They said yuck, so we said yuck.
这个世界的电影, 因为我没有看,
so I didn't watch this movie, so I did not understand what Master Lian Zhu was talking about, what he's feeling about it.
我是不会去看, 我是,
I will not watch this movie. I have not watched movies for a long time.
看了,
sometimes, like, I watch
或者世界古迹啦,
documentaries about ancient remnants and also the 5,000 year history. And there's a disciple from Vancouver that sometimes give me some CDs about Kung Fu's, you know, that we don't have such scenes. So Master Lian Zhu watched the movie and he said he was very satisfied.
我不知道他满意哪一点。
I don't know what he was satisfied about. He didn't say it.
不过我们是这样子的, 我觉得李安的,
but I feel that this director Ang Lee's movies,
卧虎藏龙,
like The Crouching Tigers and Hidden Dragons, also won a prize. It was very popular. So he brought a pride to Chinese and Taiwanese. And the second film was The Mountain.
Big Mountain
was also famous.
Gate. 演这个gate, 我没有去看, 只是知道说演这个。
I didn't watch this movie either. I just knew that he directed this movie.
也不错了, 也不错了。
It's not bad. It probably also gained some prize.
第三部是色戒,
And then the third film was The Sense of World. He always pick a topic that's related to the sensuality or desires.
I never
watched his films. Oh, but I did watch The Hidden Dragons and Crouching Tigers. Why did I watch that movie? When I went back to Taiwan, and on the TV, they played the movie. And I watched it a little bit. And I felt very familiar with this film. The music, the scenes, the kung fu stances was very similar to the film that's called The Legend in the Mountains by another director. Very, very similar. But I couldn't say that he
...
It was just similar. Because this director, Hu Jingquan, has passed away. You know that he had a film that's called Legends in the Mountains. If you put it side by side with The Hidden Dragons and Crouching Tigers, the music and the kung fu and the stances and the key scenes, compare them. Very similar. Not exactly, but quite similar. But this last film, Sensual World, I didn't see it.
那个断背山, 一样,
and the breaking of the back. Break Back Mountain. I also didn't watch that one.
听说他的这个词,
it's also a problem with the sensuality. 哦,
这个色界的词,
that I heard that the sensual world has a broad...
所以也没看。
I heard that Master Lian Zhu recently rarely go to China. Is that right? You rarely go.
会不会有另外有
go there less?
特别的原因呢?
Was there a special reason to that?
因为中国大陆大部分
Because mainland China...
哦, 台湾的人啊, 台山啊,
Taiwanese,
去中国大陆,
Taiwanese businessmen, if you go to China, they would drown.
最近很少去,
they would be drowned there. You rarely go there recently. Maybe because you're trying to maintain the precepts.
或者是有特别的原因,
or maybe there's some special reasons.
要跑嘛,
because
要跑,
he wants to run.
去了中国大陆以后啊, 不敢再去,
if you go to China, then you don't dare to go again. Why? Someone asked. Why don't you dare to go to China again? Because once you go there,
奶粉的钱,
you have to pay the milk money.
要逃, 要逃,
you have to run away.
这是开玩笑的啊, 不是,
this is a joke. This is a joke. Just kidding.
到最后,
because it happens to a lot of Taiwanese businessmen, and they all ran away, ran back, because
没有这个盐啊,
they don't have the
去见这个江东父老,
affinity.
谈到连祖上师有谈到这个戒的问题,
so Master Lian Zhu talked about these precepts that in the food that we eat in Tantrayana, we have to do the offering and also the burden. That's the most basic that we have to do. We have to shine light and to empower the food and to recite Om Ahom. That's Bardo deliverance.
Om Ahom.
Om Ahom. would suit any mantra.
是很简单的超度。
Om Ahom is the
要念的。
Most simple form of Bardo deliverance. You have to recite this. In it, there's the universe and the primary deity and the accomplishment.
有本尊的成就在里面 Om Ahom.
So in it, there's the accomplishments of the primary deity. And by chanting Om Ahom, he would be delivered.
所以密教与咒语
But the food would be delivered.
跟光做超度做供
So using the mantra and the light we do the Bardo deliverance and to make the offering.
我们都是要
So prior to eating we need to perform Bardo.
穿衣服也是一样
And prior to wearing our clothes
你穿一个喇嘛装
It's the same. Wearing the Lama outfit
你用拳头握个拳头在衣服拿起来的时候
Fist, you form this fist and put the clothes on your palm and you recite Om Ahom, then you wear the clothes.
有本尊成就加持在
Having the primary deity's accomplishments, bless this Lama outfit or your clothes.
你就像一个狮子一样
Then you're just like a lion.That you would be the king of longevity. The king of the forest, of all the animals, that all animals seeing you would be awed by it, by you. So prior to wearing clothes, we have to chant Om Ahom. Prior to eating, we have to chant Om Ahom. Then it becomes natural. Every time you do it, then it becomes natural to you.
这个自然啊就变成一种戒
This natural then becomes precept
你不会疏忽掉这个戒
Then you would not miss it
那么你在住
Then in your living
进到你的房子里面
When you enter your home or your bedroom
你就把它观想成为佛的宫殿
Then you visualize it as the palace of the Buddha
这个也是自然哦你每一次
And this is also natural.
把它观想成为佛的宫殿
Every time you enter the home, you visualize it
你在里面所行的
the palace of the Buddha
都是合乎一戒
And whatever you do inside it,
所以我常常
within the realm of the precepts.
我们睡觉的时候一上床
So I often say when we sleep, when we get into bed,
把床观为一个莲花
You visualize the bed to become a lotus flower.
你一上去躺下来
And when you got onto it and you lay down,
睡在莲花里面
then you lay on top of the lotus flower.
Lang Yang Kang.
Then you recite Lang Yang Kang.
化为一个金刚杵
Then you become a Vajra scepter.
金刚杵放在
A Vajra scepter on top.In the center of the lotus.
然后你做明光法
Then you perform the sleep and dream light yoga.
这个就是你的住啊
And this is how you live.
你不会被这个一些外魔啊或者什么所侵啊
Then you would not be distracted or
在戒指
invaded by maras or all.
我们在出去
different kinds of spirits.
我们就观想
And when we walk, when we go out, we visualize ourselves to be the primary deity.
这个只要你常常这样子做，你就是
If you do this often, then you are maintaining the precepts.
所以你的行为
So your conduct and behavior
你的吃是守戒的
Are within the precepts.
And
what you eat, what you wear, where you live, and your behaviors and your conduct are in accordance with the precepts. And the great thing about Tantrayana is how We are viewing the woman. How could this be? I haven't finished.
看所有的女生都是空心目。
We view all women as the Dakinis.
不管是大人、小孩、老人、
Whether they're old or young,
全部看成空心目。
We view all of them as the Dakinis.
看所有的男生
And we view all the men as the Buddhas.
你不会对他不恭敬，因为空心。
Then we will not be disrespectful to them.
他是很有法力的。
Because Dakinis have great Dharma power. They would help sentient beings just like the Bodhisattvas.
你不会对他不恭敬。
You would not be disrespectful toward them because you view them as the Dakinis. That all the women are Dakinis.
所有的男众都是佛。
And all the men are Buddhas.
你不会对他失去恭敬。
Then you would not lack respect toward them. Then we are keeping the precepts.
你恭敬所有的人。
If you respect everybody,
一定是守戒的。
Then you maintain the precepts.
像目前啊，社会那么
Not like now in the society.
没有修行的人，他不懂
The person who doesn't cultivate, they don't know anything about respect.
他甚至
Or how to respect other people. They would rob.
泼盗
And steal.
甚至于去杀人
Or kill.
这个是他们本身不懂的。守这个。
This is because they don't know how to keep the precepts.
你学了佛，懂得守戒。
But if you study Buddhism and know how to keep the precepts, you view all women as Dakinis.
所有的男众。
And all the men as the Buddhas.
你不会对他们失去恭敬心。
You will not lack any respect to them.
自然守戒。
Naturally, you would keep the precepts.
再来呢？刚刚谈到这个莲祖上师
Just now, Master 莲祖 talked about hatred.
跟这个嫉妒跟吃醋的问题。
And also jealousy and envy.
这是很容易犯的。
This is something that we easily do.
很多人的心里没有修行。
In the hearts of a lot of people,
是很平稳。
Especially non-cultivators, they're not very stable.
好像是那个收受啊
It's a so-so.
收受这样子，都不是很平稳的。
They're not very stable.
那么，也有很多人心理啊，他的心理扭曲的很厉害。
There are a lot of people that are skewed in their hearts.
就是因为没有修行的缘故。
So they have chips on their shoulders because they are not cultivators.
恨。
So they would carry hatreds in their hearts.
别人有成就了。
Or envy.
你就嫉妒了。
When other people have success, then you're envious of them.
啊，常常有人讲，这个台湾之光啊，那个王建民那个。
You know, the baseball player, Wang Jianming, is very good, and he was
the
top. But of course, the other people were jealous of him. Oh, that was just fate. He was just lucky. Actually, he practiced for a long time, and he was practiced very hard. Of course, you need to have a true skill.
团队
plus a good team plus luck
所以你不能嫉妒他的那个
so you can be jealous of his success
要我们来投球
so if you ask us to throw the ball the baseball
完蛋想叫我投球
it would be a mess of course I couldn't do that if you ask me to
尊敬的是他的那个本事
soWe respect his ability. He is the pride of Taiwan. He has that skill and ability to throw the baseball, so we cannot be jealous of him.
那么我们也对人不应该有吃醋的心理。
And we should not be jealous toward others either. These are all mental problems because they don't have mental stability.
Or envy.
And it's also because of lack of stability. And hatred, then you're skewed too much. So, at the Bukit Jahil Stadium in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, I said a statement. I said, I myself have no hatred. I have no enemies. I have no enemies. And I never am envious of anybody. And I am never jealous of anyone. I never hate anyone.
为什么?
Why?
我把每一个女生当成空心木,
because I view every woman as Dakini and every man as the Buddha.
那么对于好像是说, 哦, 伤害我们的人呢,
so how about those who harm us?
那个女生本身伤害我们,
like that woman who harm us.
我把她当成空心木,
I still view her as the Dakini.
我讲过了, 我上个礼拜不是讲,
I've said that last week.
她是在教导我,
that she was teaching us.
如果你做错了,
if you made the mistake, then you need to change.
如果你没有做错,
if you don't do wrong, then just treat it as a warning.
她是在教你,
she was teaching you.
她是空行母,
she was a Dakini. She is a Dakini.
像马来西亚这一次我们去的话,
so this time when we went to Malaysia,
这个像那个团体啊,
there were a lot of other groups that said,
否定你, 就否定,
they disapprove of you.
否定你, 那个团体就否定,
basically, they
我把它当成佛,
don't recognize you, but I view them as the Buddha.
我把它当成佛,
I view them as Buddhas.
因为如果我们在说法当中,
because when we give Dharma teaching and there was something wrong in it, I was thinking to myself, if our tantra has something wrong, then we have to change.
如果我们没有错,
but if we don't have any mistakes, then they're just trying to give us a warning. And then treat them as warnings that in the future we should not do such things. They just try to teach us.
所以我讲,
so that's why I said that I have no enemies.
那是他,
they view me as the enemies.
不是我,
that's them, but not me.
在我来说,
to me, I have no enemies.
所以你只要能够做到,
so if you can do this, viewing all women as Dakinis and all men as Buddhas,
你就已经守戒,
then you are keeping the precepts.
所以我尊敬每一个人, 我尊崇每一个人,
that's why I respect every single person.
我做任何事情,
and revere every single person.
一定要,
in every single thing I do, I want other people's approval.
你同意我这样子做吗?
Or agreement. Do you agree me to do this? Then I would do it.
你不同意我这样子做,
if you disagree,
我如果勉强你,
and I force you,
那是我的业,
then that's my karma.
是我不对,
then that's my mistake.
所以我们做每一件事情守戒就是这样子来的。
So in whatever we do, that's how we keep the precepts. So Grandmaster never asks, open his mouth and ask for money. how much offering you need to do, that this master has to give me so much offering, or monks have to give me how much offerings, or disciples have to give me 10% of your salary. Never. That you have to offer Grandmaster 10% of your salaries. 10%, then I would be rich.
不是说不要讲 10%,
not even 10%, 1%.
我已经花得不得了了。
I would be very, very rich already. Then every month I would be as if I would be winning the lotto, the lottery.
守戒就是说不能勉强。
Keeping precepts is you never, you cannot force anybody to do anything. That's my principle.
所以我做的事情一定要经过
So whatever I do is through the agreement or the willingness of others.
所以这个很简单讲, 佛的戒律不是很多。
So Buddha's precepts are not many.
你懂得这个戒这个字,
but if you understand the meaning of precept, and then you apply it into your everyday lives,
你自然而然,
then naturally,
你就走在这个戒的这个道路上,
then you are walking the path of precepts.
那么因为你有了戒,
and because you keep the precepts, then your mind and your heart would be quiescent.
那么你就会有智慧,
very stabilized, then the wisdom would develop and generate it.
你自然就是一个很成就的人。
Then naturally, you are someone with great attainments.
好的,今天晚上讲到这里。
So, that's all we would like to say this evening. Om Mani Padme Hum.